This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. Today we're learning from Chris Stoikos, founder, CEO of Dollar Beard Club. And we're playing all ZZ Top music from the bearded wild man, my friend Billy Gibbons. They don't know each other, but they will soon because I'm going to make that introduction. Chris Stoikos, everybody, dollarbeardclub.com, and he is now teaching what he has learned. And like most entrepreneurs, Chris has he's paid his dues. He now has the rite of passage to be an entrepreneur because he's had a couple failures, and those failures have given him the character it takes to be a success. And I think you've got a success on your hand. So let's talk about that. Now, I know that I was asked once upon a time, they said, what do you attribute your success to? And I thought to myself, well, I'm really not successful yet, but in the eyes of the world, like right now, you already are a success. And I said to them, I attribute my any success I may have to my failures. And I know that without that, I wouldn't have the character. And I have to feel like that in your life. You're a young guy. How old are you, by the way?
I just turned 28.
No way. Wow. Well, then, wow. That's huge, man. That's amazing. You know, I don't think I had my first failure till I was 35. Everything was like, you know, it was all good. And then I had to give it all back, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, yep.
So let's talk about your character and how you got it along the way.
Definitely. I think that to be successful, you just need to realize that failures will happen. And as long as you're failing upwards, then you're making progress. There's nothing wrong with two steps forward, one step back. There's something wrong with one step forward, two steps back.
There you go.
And if you think of anyone, you know, all the animals in the animal kingdom, when a bumblebee wakes up in the morning, it doesn't decide whether or not it's going to work today. It just gets up and does its thing. Or a spider, it goes out and it spins its webs all day. And once it spins it and the web breaks, he gets up and spins another one. There's no decisions being made of whether or not to work. So it's just about the time you put in. It's a direct relationship of constantly executing, performing actions that are going to allow you to learn, reading good books, surrounding yourself with the right types of people to be able to take information from them, take the bits that really speak to you and your character, and keep moving forward. So I think it's just as simple as I used to really like doing puzzles when I was little, and I would take a piece, and if I couldn't make the thing fit, I would just rotate it four times, quick, 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 quick. Okay, it clicks, move on to the next one. If it doesn't move on, find a different puzzle piece. So it's just this mindset of constantly looking for the right answer. And we all know that life is just full of problems and different things that might seem confusing at the time, but once you complete a task that seemed like it was impossible when you were first thinking of it, all of a sudden it seems like, wow, looking back, that was pretty easy to solve. So after you've already beat a level in the video game of life, going back to it and having to replay it or apply a different spin on it, it's usually a lot easier. And then things become really fun. So of course, man, I've had a crazy amount of struggles. Just four short years ago, I was broke in a big amount of debt. I had a ton of health problems going on growing up in Canada. Drinking was kind of inherent to our culture. I like to go out and hit the booze pretty hard and party with buddies and different things like that. So it was tough to stay focused, even though I always had this drive. But being able to kind of get my mind and body in shape with holistic medicine and learning about using medicine preventatively, not reactively, when something's actually wrong for you, setting up your brain to operate like a Ferrari, taking care of your organs, using breath work, being able to meditate, take breaks from the real world, shut off your phone for an entire day once a week. Doing these things allow your body to recharge in a proper way so that when you go back to attack, you're ready to go hard. And I think we've all experienced that where we're trying to solve a problem and sometimes you're just banging your head against the wall because you cannot find the solution. But as soon as you walk away for a little while, when you actually return to it, all of a sudden the answer was right there waiting. Mm. So I think it's a very important balance to be able to find the difference between working on something around the clock when you reach a stump to just go back, reflect, and then hit it again later. I've been doing that kind of for the last 5 years especially, and being able to solve some of these problems have made sense way down the road. And I'll meet somebody that I have no idea why I met them at the time. And then all of a sudden it goes, oh, wow, okay, that person's going to be able to help with this and I can learn this from them. I should be able to give back. So another big thing too is just forgiveness, man, not holding on to any grudges, not holding animosity towards a person or a thing or a memory. Life's too short to build up negative energy. And when you just let it go, then I think you really start to attract positive energy. And it's very important to just think of the things that you want in life. It's as simple as, yeah, you know, you hear the word manifest, and manifesting what you actually want. So if you're hungry, you think about eating food before you walk into the kitchen and pull something out of the fridge to eat it. And if you want to think about, oh, I want to own a really successful business and influence a lot of people, you have to think of that before it can actually come through.
All right, hold tight. I love it all. I love it all. You're an absolute machine. And we're going to find about a little bit more about your mentorship and something called unconsciouscontent.com. And how you guys can get involved with Chris. Chris Stoikos, founder and CEO of Dollar Beard Club. You're listening to Ink Radio. This is awesome. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.